He was born George Boswell, but his mother gave him the name Winston George Holness. Now the world knows him as Niney, the Observer. No matter the name, the prowess and musical genius is unquestionable. Niney the Observer hails from the West. Moving between Mount Hanna and the second city, Montego Bay, he came from humble beginnings. As a boy, he was learning to make tanks when tragedy struck.
I used to do now just tank bottom. I was such a man like that where when I take a 20 rod and lay down upon my knee and go right around and finish with that tank, you don't have to test it. There was one day I was cutting down some high ends. There's a guy set some grease for me. The high end stick, so the smoke coming up, and I rush now. We go switch a button, and when I switch the button, I slide. So the only thing I could hold on pen now is the fan belt. I could grab like the fan belt, and the fan belt chopped my finger so fast, I never even know.
The name Niney stuck with him after this accident. While attending Mount Hanna All Age, he was given the task of cleaning up a garden. However, he spent his time, like he usually would, doing music, and that's where the love affair started.
What I do, I have some guy, whenever I go garden, for we love music, they love music. And this guy named Joe, the whole of them, Elbert, they used to take combs, put file over it, blow, used to do it with a lot of pans like drums and lick and things. So I was the organizer for it. And I become the singer too. So I farm a thing and I do a good work. I do a good work in that. And I get to love it that I move out. Because I even left school before I was supposed to leave. We all love music.
Holness started out as a singer in the 1960s and had a big British hit with Blood and Fire in the 1970s.
Blood, 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 blood and fire. Blood, blood, blood and fire.
He gave up his singing career during that period and spent his days producing. In 1973, teenage singer Dennis Brown erupted with a string of hit songs that announced him as a bona fide star. He accredits part of his success to Niney, naming him the best producer he's ever worked with. Cassandra, Africa, No More Shall I Roam, and Westbound Train are still top hits on the D. Brown Hit Parade. All were produced by Winston Niney Holness. Holness continued churning out hit songs after Brown moved on to producer Joe Gibbs. One of his biggest songs of the 1980s was Roots with Quality. He knocked heads with Lee Scratch Perry and Dennis Brown, but he attributes his style to international musicians.
You have like Wilson Pickett, James Brown. You used to have guys like all the Temptation, Impression. I used to listen to all of those things. So when I'm going to make something, I get the influence off of these things.
Al Green's Love and Happiness struck conviction inside him one night at a session, and the result was smash hit dub Westbound Train.
One night, I take Dennis Brown and we go to a place and I hear a tune playing. And when I hear the first guitar kick off, I said, yo, it's heavy. And I look at Dennis and I said, Dennis, 3 o'clock in the night, ready for go, man. You ready? He said, Skipper. When you ready, man? I said, yeah, I'm ready, man. I would jump in the car and I drop him off. And I head to China. So that was around half past four. They come at 5 in the morning. Don't sleep. And I said, Santa, fully everybody. When we hit the rhythm, bang, 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 ping, 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 bang, bang, doom, 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 doom. Dennis never hear it. He wasn't there. But when I finished that, I caught a dub.
Niney has an autistic son, Winston, who changed his life and inspired the launch of the Winston Boswell Foundation. He says his son taught him many things, including the value of understanding. Despite his numerous feats, he counts each achievement and never forgets to be thankful.
Everything, every little thing that happened in my life and I get and I receive, that's my greatest achievement.
He hopes to leave the foundation of humility and the legacy of hard work and kindness for his children to emulate. He will be recognized on National Heroes Day at the National Honors and Awards Ceremony, where he will be conferred with membership in the Order of Distinction in the rank of officer.
So you'll never ever see me again. I'll be taking the westbound train. You'll never ever see me again.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.